I'll make the sound effect of the fan.
Fucking rocks. I hit the second dick?
Right.
Who is this? At first I thought it was going to be new AC/DC.
No.
What is this? I know, until I heard the voice.
This is Wilco.
Oh. Now I don't like it. Hijinks and Sue podcast number 32. We have an excellent, excellent show for you, made only more excellent by the fact that we have replaced Josh with a venti iced coffee.
And newspapers.
And a Pringles can.
Oh, I brought something to represent Josh.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, no.
Oh, did you find a local
it'll
game
be
mag?
It'll be for those following along at home. And for those listening.
So whenever we need Josh's input, we'll just hold this up to the camera.
Yeah, I wonder what Josh would think, and then go, just put
blah,
that up.
Blah, blah, blah. I hate everything. I like Heroes this season because I'm stupid. Blah, blah, blah. Look at my package. Balls.
Hey, that's a dick. Oh, no, it's a tattoo. Okay. We'll have that ready.
Yeah, I'll keep this nearby.
So this episode, just jam-packed with awesomeness, or the same shit that we always do. We're going to do This Week in Internet. This Week in Internet, we're going to talk about... there's two themes that I noticed when putting together the links. One of those is... I'm not going to talk about that. Never mind. We'll get to it soon. We're also going to answer your questions that you posted on hijinksandsue.com. Broadcasting live on ustream.tv/hijinksandsue, and many of you are also listening to the traditional podcast from the RSS feed. I think that's in the song. That would be neat, though.
We should have that sound effect somewhere.
Of a live studio audience?
Just like canned applause or canned laughter?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I can work on that.
Like really bad, like from 80s sitcoms.
Yeah, those are actually hard to find. I've looked for that, like you hear the woo.
Oh, get all the sound effects from Married with Children.
Oh, no.
I have to look for those.
Every time we say, and Denise is here, you hear, woo! And like when Josh gets here, they're like, oh. Or it's like, wah, wah.
Yeah. Or you hear the, yeah, the occasional, like, one guy, the one who comes in cameo every, I don't know, like 3 months, and right. He, like, waves as he walks in.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, it's that guy! We love that guy!
Like, the Fawn shows up on Laverne and Shirley, right. And they're like, oh, shit! It's
oh, my God, what's the Fawns doing here? Was that even the same time period?
They're crossing the streams!
In the studio today, we've got myself, Joel, from hijinksandsue.com, the webcomic, the socks... The bow ties podcast. And Eli, fresh back from a trip to Chicago.
What's up, baby? What's up, sluts?
I'm sure you refer to it much like Kanye West does as Chi-Town.
Chi-Town.
Or Chi-City.
I was like, what up, Chi?
And then you get mugged immediately and yep. Beaten and left in a hole.
Somebody that almost happened.
Somebody picked up a mailbox and beat you to death with it just for saying that.
Yes.
Tourist! And then they jump on you like roaches. And Denise. She needs all the sounds from when Kelly would walk in on Married with Children. Was her name Kelly?
No.
Bundy. Yes. Kelly Bundy.
Yes.
They'd be like, woo!
No, I want the aww sound.
Like when people hug, or at the end of a long talk on Full House. Dad, yeah. I guess I never realized that when I make fun of Michelle, I'm really making fun of myself.
I'm really making fun of a mistake.
Aww.
Aww.
Yeah. whatever. And then no Josh. Again, Josh elected not to be here, so in his place we've got, let's call this guy
Gay
Derek.
Chicago Magazine.
Let's call this guy Derek. Derek is sitting in for Josh. If you can't see it, if you're listening to the audio only, Derek, I believe, is dancing at Steamworks.
My nipples are hard just thinking about it.
$7 for a 4-hour locker rental. Wait, why would you want to rent a locker?
We'll get to that after a while.
It's a gym. It's a men's gym.
It's a bathhouse.
And a bathhouse, so you can take a bath after you work out. I get it.
Right.
I get it. That's exactly
like
what
you do
it
your
is.
Push-ups, you do your whatever, bench presses.
Right, if you want to call it that.
And then you got to take a bath.
Right. We'll get to that.
I guess I'd assume
we'll get to that later on.
Okay.
Because
you went to one of these?
No, but it was funny. The conversation got brought up via Twitter.
You know, he mentioned this.
I tweeted the shit out of
he told you to, yeah, if anyone wants to like relive Eli's Chicago trip, go to twitter.com/robotboots and read his whole experience. Need a fast break from your busy day? Quick tricks. That sounds convenient. Like you can do a quick workout and then leave, and then there's no regrets.
A quickie.
Yeah, I mean, you just, you know, pump a little iron and then leave, and then no names are exchanged, and you feel better, I guess, afterwards.
Releases a lot of tension.
Yeah, and they don't have gyms like that for everybody. Like, you can't just go to 24-hour fitness, in, do a quickie workout, and leave.
Right.
You get assistance in that kind of work.
There's a missing market. I guess
you get a personal trainer.
This guy must be a personal trainer.
Exactly.
$7 for a 4-hour locker rental. So really, that's the only expense, I guess. I mean, that seems like a great value for the services that he must provide at the Steamworks.
Right.
All right.
So what's the order? Like, how do we want
to... Hijinks and Sue, brought to you by Steamworks.
Yeah, Steamworks. Illinois. Steamworks.com. Sponsor this week.
Thanks, Steamworks.
All-male gym.
At 3246 North Halsted.
Halsted. We practiced this,
Chicago. Chicago. Yeah, that's right. This is in Boys Town.
Let's do Boys Town. Let's do it this way. Let's talk about Chicago for the intro. We'll do This Week in Internet, and then we'll do your questions.
All
right. And so you went to Chicago. You were there for not quite a week. What, 5 days?
I left Tuesday morning. American Airlines.
That's too much detail.
Right. But let's see, flew in Monday morning, or actually, flew in about Monday noon-ish.
You're losing the audience.
And, right. It was raining like a motherfucker, so that kind of ruined the Tuesday afternoon, evening-ish part of the day. But I still was able to go to Chicago Comics, but a couple places, which is what rules about Chicago, because I knew the debates were Tuesday.
Yes.
Which we don't have to talk about.
Let's not, because that'll be a whole other show.
Right. But Chicago's a very liberal city, and they love their politics, and they love the fact that they are very open.
They have those?
Regardless if you're gay, straight, or Republican, or Democrat. It's like anywhere,
like the thing.
Anywhere you walk around, there's like signs everywhere that's like, you know, hell yeah, Obama. And actually, there's a go to gotellmama.org, and there's
gotellmama.org.
It's a they had it at a bookshop while I was there.
Okay.
And there's a poster with like Obama holding a basketball, and it says Obama coast to coast with like a basketball rim on it. It's like kick ass just local art from Chicago.
Huh.
Because he likes playing basketball.
Yeah, well, you know.
Right. Exactly.
I mean, enough said.
He's black. Hey.
Oh.
And
no, I mean, he's tall. Goddamn.
Which is why they have him holding the basketball saying coast to coast, because it's like a...
His hands are huge.
It's a basketball like
reference.
He could
palm your face. That's the guy I want for president.
And then there's like one that looks like a Harlem Globetrotter. It's like a finger holding a, like spinning a basketball, and it says Obama going
across
it.
It's the economy on top of it that he's spinning.
Yeah.
He's like, fixing it.
But yeah, so I went there. Just some of the highlights were like I was staying near the gayborhood, turns out. I have a friend who lives there, Cassidy.
Okay.
Who used to live here, and we were all good friends, and she moved out there for a job about a year ago. And her place was actually about 2 blocks away from where I was staying.
Where'd you stay?
I stayed in Lakeview, I believe, is the area. It's near the gayborhood.
Was it like a smallish hotel? Or like a big hotel?
Chain. No, it was like a small, very smallish hotel near the L train, which was awesome because the apartment was, or the hotel room is actually more of an apartment than it really was. Like,
that's weird.
There's a lot of things weird if you've never been to Chicago because, one, they don't have, there's no such thing as central air. They just have wall units because it gets, talking to my friend Cassidy, it gets as cold as like negative 30.
Right.
You know, in the winters. And so the apartments are like relatively small. Everything's about space efficiency. Like the elevator opened and there's like enough room for barely three people.
Huh.
You know, so you're staying in there and you're like, your face is right against like
the door. Well, it's also an older city.
Yeah, it's very old, so, which is awesome. But near where I was staying, there was a Threadless store.
Yeah.
The Threadless warehouse was not very far from there.
Oh, they're based there?
Yeah, they're out of Chicago. Threadless is. And so is Gay Hooray.
Is this what you're wearing right now? One of your procurements?
No, but I did see a rat the size of a football. Like, run across the street.
Wow.
And
hey, Chicago, only here.
Yeah.
We've got rats the size of dogs.
Had that happen, too. Had an incident with a cop. Or quick run-in with a cop. But it wasn't that big of a deal.
Are they not used to seeing Mexicans there?
No, there's actually a lot of Mexicans in Chicago.
That's unfortunate.
But,
I mean, great.
So, yeah, I stayed near a Threadless store. There was a... Chicago Comics was nearby. All kinds of just bad... I was actually near Wrigley Field. Chicago White Sox.
Mm-hmm.
Or, I'm sorry, the Chicago Cubs. But, so yeah, and it was near the L train, so I got to do all that. I went to, the most touristy thing I did was the John Hancock Tower, the second I did it.
Oh, was that the giant building that you climbed to the top of?
Second tallest building in Chicago.
Oh, okay.
Until the Trump Tower gets built, which is where Batman caught the Joker.
Oh, so that's why it was like scaffolding, because it was unfinished.
It was still under construction.
Is a Trump Tower. Is it another one, or are they redoing
there's
it? Yeah,
there's another one in Chicago.
Oh,
That they're building, and yeah, that's why it wasn't complete yet. So they used that for the end scene.
Was there really classy velvet tiger paintings everywhere?
Not from what I could tell.
Classy.
It was. It's right off of.
It's really classy.
It's I guess Michigan Avenue. So it's like it's massive, but it's not as tall as the Sears Tower.
Was the Joker still there?
Not from what I could tell.
The wire wasn't dangling? There wasn't, like, bat pod remnants anywhere?
No, not from what I could tell. There were...
That sucks.
And it was funny, because I texted you my idea for the comic on Friday, because not, like, 5 minutes after I got off the L train for my stop to make a transfer, there's, like, a dude with a huge setup, and he's, like, a... Well, here's the thing. They have, like, homeless people that are in the alleyways and whatnot. But they also have...
They're city employees.
This is why, they are. Actually, this is what makes Chicago awesome.
They pepper the city with colorful individuals.
If you want to be a street performer, all you have to do is get a license to do that. And you can
God
perform.
Damn it. I'm going
to
go there.
You can perform in the corner. So there's like dudes...
Probably make more money.
Probably. There's more than zero, I would imagine.
Yeah, there's dudes that look like they're like begging for money. But if you look, they have like a little like security tag sort of thing. And, you know, like, people are giving him money, but, dude's jamming out on a saxophone. Other dude's juggling. There was a freaking drum section that was on the street. I mean, there was everything but a fucking, like, a juggling bear,
on a unicycle. On the street. You know?
That was in a different
There was a guy drawing,
town.
Actually, on the street.
That's what I'll do. People walk up to me, and they'll be like, oh, are you going to draw my picture? Oh, no, I'm making a comic, and then I'll post it online.
Right.
Here's my cup. Put money in it.
Right. But
you can go look at it online later.
Let's see. What else? Oh, yeah. The night before I was going to leave,
I
accidentally ran into the place from Saturday Night Live, the Saturday Night Live skit where they have the, from the 70s, the...
Cheeseburger.
No Coke, just
no
Pepsi.
No Coke, just Pepsi.
Yeah, I didn't know that was a real place. It's a real place in Chicago.
Huh.
It's called, I have a picture of it.
The skit which later spawned the Rob Schneider character of, you like it, juice.
Right. The Billy Goat Tavern?
Sure.
Is the name of it. And it said on there, world famous Billy Goat Tavern. I didn't know what that meant, so I was like, go see what's so world famous about this. As soon as I'm standing outside, there's like a, on the door, because it's on the lower level of the street.
Mm-hmm.
So it's essentially in the basement of the street. And there's this, cheeseburger only, and no Coke. And I totally fell for it because I went in there, and I was like, holy shit. And on the wall, there's pictures of Bill Murray and President Bush Sr. had ate there. And like, you know, all sorts of Saturday Night Live people were there and so on.
Yeah, Bush was from the 1992 cast.
Right. Or 91 to 92.
91, 92 cast of Saturday Night Live, yeah.
But I went in there, and the lady's like, cheeseburger is the best thing. Do you want cheeseburger, a single, double, triple? And I was like, I'll have a double and a Diet Coke. And I was like, do you have any fries? She's like, no fries, just chips. And it says that on the door. It says, like,
Stop asking stupid questions.
Yeah, basically, you know, whatever. And while I was in there, there were some people that came, because I walked in there and I'm like, so do I sit down? Do I order?
It's like the soup Nazi.
What do I do here? Like, there's no form.
It has got to suck to live in a place that's a giant tourist attraction. Because there
No, I'll tell you what, though.
There are just constantly shitbags that don't know what's going on floating all around your city.
No, I know. I can tell you that the little bit that I could tell is, like, they're an extremely proud people of their city. They love their city.
Sure.
They love to brag about their city. And I took a little boat architectural tour. I'll put the link here because I posted my Flickr pictures this morning, or some of them.
I haven't seen them.
I have. I also took a lot of, like, medium format pictures, so I have to have all that developed. But I got to find a place to get medium format developed.
Where'd you get a medium format camera?
I just have a Holga.
Like, oh, okay.
So, but I mean, I wanted to try that. So I have that, and then I took some Polaroids, and I got to scan those in because I wanted to just try something different.
Did you go any of the places that the readers suggested?
No, there was like the one burger.
Thanks, guys.
There was the one burger place, but my whole thing, and here's the thing, I didn't really have a plan going there. Like, I was like, I'm gonna go, and I'm just gonna go get sort of kind of get lost and find things as I'm there, and it worked out perfect. And I'm one of the only people here who don't have an iPhone with like Google Maps.
Yeah.
So my trip consisted of this. This was my Google Maps with my but this is just
a street. That's a good way to do it.
A street
Honestly,
map.
That's better than Google Maps for a place that you're going to go around the entire city because you have to look at how shit connects. And
this doesn't tell you like landmarks other than like, well, here's like the White Sox field and here's.
Yeah, but like we had one of those in Manhattan and the idea was if you could find where you are and then look where you want to be, you could very quickly map out a route, probably much faster than.
Yeah, this has like Google. Their whole like train system. So I had this and this.
A compass?
Yeah.
What are you, fucking Grizzly Adams?
Columbus.
Hey, wait, I fucking, not like once.
Putting leaves with water in like a needle, a magnetized needle in them, and you're like, no. Making a fire on the street.
That's the North Star.
You can't leave. You're measuring time by the sun.
And I have like a big ass beard, and I'm like.
The sun's behind a
building. The sun is getting low. I must travel to the east.
Until I can see the sun from behind the Sears Tower, I won't know what time it is.
So, but I have to say, I not once got lost. Like, I was like standing, there were like two times that I was like, fuck, where am I? So I pull out my compass and I'm like, okay, I need to go east. And then I look down at the map and I'm like, okay, I probably need to look for the blue line. Should be somewhere around here. And I kind of look around and I was like, oh, there it is. And then there's, you know, I spent $16 in... like transportation, because I didn't rent a car.
Moving on.
I didn't rent a car, never took a cab except on the last day. I spent only $16 to take the train.
Yeah, subways in a big city are a good way to get around.
God damn, it's so great. It was so fantastic. And if my friend Cassidy's listening, because I'm trying to spread listenership to the north.
Sure.
She liked the comics. She liked what she saw, and hopefully she's listening, and thanks for giving me the guide around.
Hey, last thing about Chicago. Did you like the pizza?
The pizza was so awesome.
Like a deep dish pie.
I had both deep dish and like the thin stuff, and it was all fantastic.
Well, the thin stuff's a ripoff of New York, right? It's not.
It's still theirs. fucking great. Oh, and their beer is fantastic. Actually, everything I had there was even the fucking double cheeseburger from that Billy Goat Tavern. And seriously, they just throw it on a flat like metal thing. And it was like done before I even. He's like, geez, what a good.
There was a thing like, on Food Network good. About there's two places in Philadelphia that claim to have invented the cheesesteak, and they're like across the way from each other. And both of them claim to be the first, and they're both probably right, but everyone's divided. You either like one or you like the other. You never, it's like a home team versus away team. Like, you never go to the other one, you only go to the one that you support. And one of them they went to. If you don't order right, it's like soup Nazi. They like get the fuck
they
out of the line.
You out.
Yeah, and there's only it says ordering instructions. The line is around the block. You're gonna wait no less than like 20, 30 minutes to get your cheesesteak.
Oh my God.
And real cheesesteaks don't have like provolone like they use here. It's Cheese Whiz.
Oh, okay.
So it's a hard roll, meat and Cheese Whiz, all
right.
And onions is the only other option. And so the board says. Order this way. I want a cheese or a cheese with And that is, and it, actually, it's wit. W-I-T apostrophe. That is the only things you can say, and if you don't say one of those things, they're like getting the back of the line.
Oh my god.
So you're like nervous, and you're like holding your money, and you walk up, and you're like, cheese wit. And cheese wit means cheese with onions. That's all you can say. And they're like, get the fuck out. Hey, do you guys have pickles? Get the fuck out of the line! Anyway.
Just the one last thing. Huge thanks to Cassidy, because the thing is, though, is like, if you get the real, like, deep dish touristy Chicago thing, it takes an hour and a half to get your food. Like, it takes them that long to make the deep dish. So we went all the way to Lincoln Park. Not the band. No. I would have jumped out of the bus if that was the case.
Chester from Lincoln Park
like
was making pizza.
They're like throwing
on the corner.
The cheese around, you know.
Cheese is all I've got.
But
order what you want.
But yeah, the place
I had to order a pizza, a deep dish.
The place that we went to took about like 30 to 40 minutes. So
you didn't eat any hot dogs, did you? Their hot
I
dogs
did.
Are gross.
Their hot dogs are awesome.
It's like a fucking hoagie.
Their hot dogs. No, their hot dogs are fantastic.
It's got like giant slices of like half a tomato on it.
Everywhere you go, they have that sign, the big V sign, and it says Vienna beef.
Ugh.
It's so good.
They just look bad. I'm sure they taste fine.
They taste fantastic.
Yeah.
This cheese, it will not melt.
You know, when we went to New York a couple of years ago, we went to what claims to be the first pizza restaurant ever. And I can't remember. It was like Angelino's or something. I can't remember the name of it. But it was an hour and a half to get in there.
Yeah.
It was the size of this room.
Well, when I went the first time, it took an hour and a half for them to make it. Then it's like another 30 minutes to actually get in and sit down.
Yeah.
That's how it was. So, like, when I went the first time with Neil, we went to the record shop and some other places for an hour and a half. Then came back, then waited another 30 minutes to sit down, and then eat.
So but it's worth it. 2 hours. We'll never do it again, so it's worth
almost 3 hour experience.
So, this week in internet, where are we? We're at 22 minutes. We're not doing too bad. Number one, South Park ripped off my idea.
What?
Did you see the new South Park last night, or last Wednesday?
No.
I
was
in show,
Chicago.
They only have TV in Chicago. The episode starts off with Cartman seeing the Olympic opening ceremonies and deciding that China is going to take over America because the ceremonies were so crazy. And I did that comic the day after the ceremonies. So that sucks. That was quick. Next thing. Okay. Are you got the links pulled up?
I'm trying to catch up to
pull up the links. First thing on here, I just saw this today and I thought it was worth mentioning. There was a collection on health.com of the old smoking ads. And so there's 13 of them, but you can't see these. Click on the link. Here, I'll put the link in the chat. But goddamn, some of these are so fucking priceless. They make me want to smoke. Number one is a doctor holding the cigarettes, and it says 2,679 physicians say Luckies are less irritating. It's toasted.
That's what I smoke.
What's toasted?
The tobacco's toasted, but that
like in a toaster oven?
It's yeah. Well, not
like with
in
cinnamon
a toaster
and cheese.
Oven.
Like what is toasted?
It sounds delicious.
Your throat protection against irritation against cough.
That's awesome.
Okay. Number two,
I want that poster.
It's pretty funny. Number two is really old. Dr. Batty's asthma cigarettes for your health. These are cigarettes for people with asthma. Asthma. Okay, effectively treats. Asthma, hay fever, foul breath, all diseases of the throat, head colds, canker sores. It effectively causes all of those things. There's not a one of those things that's cured by smoking.
That's awesome.
That's
fantastic. That picture of that guy, that's the awesome guy who, when he talks, can't see his lips move, but you can see his mustache kind of just move up and down.
The next one is for Craven A. I've never heard of these. They must have been really old.
I don't think they make these anymore.
It's a like flapper type girl smoking, and her quote, "It was so good of him to recommend Craven A to me. They certainly do not affect my throat."
Wow.
The greatest slogan. That's like just
but
do
getting
it.
Deep throat probably
yeah.
did.
No, yeah.
Well, that's why she wanted that cigarette. Because at least that doesn't.
Short and succinct. Leading nose and throat specialists suggest Philip Morris. Next. This is good. It's a bellhop pointing to his trachea. And it says, "Sure you inhale, so play safe. Call for Philip Morris." Champ, champ.
Wow.
Let's see. Oh, this is good. There's a black and white picture. It looks like it's from the 50s. There's a woman holding a cigarette, scowling at it, saying, "Gotta cut down." And then she's got her Julep cigarettes, and she's saying, "Gonna smoke up."
Wow. What the hell? Kind of.
Like, these cigarettes are killing me. Not these Julep cigarettes. Gotta smoke them. Smoke some more.
Oh, next one's my favorite already.
Yeah, this is a guy reclining in a chair with Lassie in his lap. And it says, "It's a psychological fact. Pleasure helps your disposition. For more pure pleasure, have a Camel."
I want to save that dog. What is he doing to that dog?
Now that dog smokes.
This is the guy that sits down and is like, "Hey, you might remember me from..."
Right. That one episode of Magnum P.I.
Yeah. Magnum P.I. hasn't even been around. But let me tell you something. I smoke Camels. So does my dog, and so should you.
If you want cool pleasure, refreshing.
Okay, they're not cools.
Oh, sorry.
That'd be like a black guy with blackface or something.
Oh, wow! What? The next one's my favorite. Oh. All over America, more scientists and educators smoke Kent.
Science!
Science! Technology! Progress! Scientists and educators suggest Kent cigarettes.
Kent. If you want a real smoke, smoke Kent.
Yeah. The smokes of science, technology, and astronauts. When in space, astronauts smoke Kent. Incredibly dangerous, yes. The next one claims that smoking Silva Thins makes you slimmer. Looks like it's from the 70s. Let's see, number 10.
Looks like Virginia Slims. Newport, there we go.
Newport, there's a whole family and some kids, and they're like, "Newport, when you're camping, your kids can smoke Newport."
That one's more like, if you want to crystallize your lungs, Newport. Because those are menthols.
Oh, it's like dying slowly from the inside out.
It's like eating, like, insulation in the roof.
Tastes like asbestos. Anyway.
Okay, I like the little icon here on the lower left of the next one.
Oh, I missed. I skipped to the end.
Oh, you didn't even see the players?
I don't know.
Warning, cigarettes cause mouth disease. Cigarette smoke cause oral cancer. What is all this?
Yeah, I don't know.
But there's, like, a little icon on the lower side. It says... Player's Navy cut, and it's got like a man with a big beard, just kind of.
He's like, "I'm large and gay, and I love cigarettes." So anyway, smoke up, kids. This How Do You Do podcast brought to you by Kent Cigarettes from the 50s.
I still smoke Lucky Strike, so I don't see what the big deal is.
Sponsored by Lucky Strike from the 50s.
I'm okay. I don't see.
Yeah,
what
I seem to be fine.
I seem to be fine.
Yeah, I mean, you'll die in 10 years, but
right.
But it was, hey, you had a hell of a ride.
Right. And I look cool doing it.
I wonder what Josh Proxy thinks about that. I smoke pole! Okay. That should be the ad. Hey, when you want to smoke something cool and refreshing, pole.
I've made a huge mistake.
Smoke pole. Smoke Cox. It's cool, goes down easy.
Oh.
Next internet. Okay, so we're not going to talk about the things. We're not going to talk about the debates, but remember when McCain said, did you watch them?
On Tuesday?
Yeah.
I listened to them.
Okay.
Because I was walking around Chicago.
So McCain said, "My friends, he spent $3 million on an overhead projector." And that gives you the picture of like a slide projector or something you put a transparency on and do your book report. No, it was for a fucking planetarium. It's a planetarium projector. That's what they cost.
Isn't it for the planetarium in Chicago?
In Chicago, and I was there.
It's like a world-famous planetarium.
Yeah.
It's a really great planetarium. It's educational.
It's massive.
It's an institution of learning, and he outfits it with, like, the best projector they make for planetariums. And McCain's like, he spent $70 million on a Coke machine, my friends. Like, no!
I was at this place called Reckless Records in Chicago when they were playing that on NPR while everyone's like browsing records, and he brought that up. He was like, "My friends, he spent like $3 million on a projector in Chicago," and then everybody kind of looked around and
like,
like, and like, Yeah, you
but he said
have
an
to.
Overhead projector,
right,
makes it sound like when they go, you know, the government spent $40,000 on hammers to build outhouses, like, you know, yeah. No, that's.
But I was waiting for him to go like, my friends, I'll bring back coal projectors,
coal
to project,
steam,
you know, like
steam projectors.
It'll work, you know.
My friends, I know how to do this. I know how to get. I know how to get the country running on steam, my friends.
And like they
traditional
show
book learning.
They show a picture of him like with like in front of like a flashlight making like. I'm a dinosaur. Rawr. Like
this is all you need is a flashlight and a screen.
Finger puppets.
Look, let me explain oil. I'm a dinosaur. Here's the comet.
And then Jesus
came. And then
came
Jesus says,
down.
Cold. Abracadabra. Dabra. The end, my friends. I know where Osama bin Laden is, my friends.
Shut up.
I'm just not telling anybody. That was the best part to me. I know we're not talking about this, but we are. It was when he was like... The Daily Show cut together all the clips of him making wild claims.
Oh,
like
to that.
My friends, I can fix the economy. Don't worry about it. My friends, I know how to get Obama. I'll get him, cocksuckers. I know where he is. Don't worry about it.
I did see that. Like I did see Jon Stewart say, "If your country first, then why the fuck? If you know where
he is,
then why?
How do we get him?
Do something about it. You don't have to be president to like not.
The fuck is he? My friends, it's cool. Vote for me, my friends. So anyway." Yeah, $3 million overhead projector is not a Maglite flashlight with $3 million taped to it. It's a fucking, he's got, like, there's a Maglite with, like, a Viewmaster taped over it, and it's like, oh, space!
Space, my friends.
Space. And my friends, we don't even know if space exists, okay? It's not even proven it's not in the Bible. My friends, I didn't see it in North Korea.
I didn't see it in Vietnam.
I was in a prison cell. I couldn't see space. We don't need that. So the other thing that I read, and I can't find the statistic, but I read it earlier this week, was that we were talking again, a callback on how candidates can appeal to technology-savvy people. Okay, Obama has got, oh shit, I have to look it up. Well, it's something like, it's either 23,000 or 230,000 followers. It's got to be 23,000 because they don't go that high. On Twitter, and it updates like daily, McCain has... I think 1,800 followers or something, and it's only updated 15 times or something.
Oh,
so
internet fail.
Internet, my friends. I know about the internet.
It's a series of tubes and strings and
I'm on FlashSpace and Face Hole. I'm on all that.
Face Hole.
I'm on the Friendster. Oh, Friendster. Oh, my
that
friend.
Shows my friend.
My friend.
I've got the AOLs.
I checked my mail. It's at McCain.AOL.com.
Yeah. Come on, fuckers. Okay. Three stories that are related here, or two. Tim Burton is going to direct Pirates 4.
Huh?
And Sacha Baron Cohen is possibly going to play Captain Jack's brother.
So everything's going to be the boat, and everything's going to be all slanted sideways. And
really,
and
really dark.
Right, yeah. Really dark, and like the windows are going to be like dripping, like yes. If they're melted.
And it's going to be Johnny Depp.
And really weird music. Well, he's
well,
in
I know it.
It
is Johnny.
Yeah. They'll have to get Helena Bonham Carter in it somehow.
Oh.
Because she's
he's
in gonna every
be all emo.
Tim Burton movie. It's gonna, everyone Gothic. In the movie is going to have more eye makeup than imaginable. They'll just be giant pieces of mascara floating around on pirate ships. They'll be octopus people with mascara and eyeliner.
Like bangs.
Yeah. Emo bangs.
Long bangs.
Oh, my goodness. And he'll be in his Edward Scissorhands outfit.
I don't even understand how that's going to work.
Well, the last one didn't, so it can only go up from there.
Yeah, I never saw that one.
I never did either.
You never saw it?
The third one?
No, because all of you fucks were like...
We were so enthusiastic.
You were like, no, dude, you don't want to
see it on my birthday. It ruined my birthday.
It's like you're nine or something.
Yes.
Like,
my party was bad.
My birthday! Yeah, come on, I'm like,
oh. We walked out of it like, oh, I guess I don't want to have any more birthdays.
I'm done with that shit.
Yeah,
my sister told me it sucked all the happiness out of her, so I'm like, yeah, well, I guess
no,
not watching
it,
that.
It, like, made things that you already like, you don't like them anymore. Like, I don't even like candy anymore. That movie was so bad.
I used to like Christmas, and
no,
now I could care less about it.
My God, it was just all over the place, and it, sure, it was pretty, I mean, but it made no fucking sense. So, Tim Burton's on board.
Ugh, that makes no sense.
Yeah. Sacha Baron Cohen, possibly. The other thing that was interesting is that they're paying Depp $56 million for that movie. $56 million fucking dollars. And
just the cash cow.
The economy is going to shit.
Yeah.
Like, we're all fucked. We're all screwed. Submarine's going down. The hatch is open. Johnny Depp's like, yeah, $56 million, sure.
Yeah.
I'll be in a crappy movie for that.
Are the other people going to be in it? Or just
Jeffrey Rush is confirmed.
Oh, what? Is he not dead? Like, hasn't he been dead for like the past
They undead him in
movies?
The one that you didn't see. They undead everybody in that one.
So lame.
And so that just seems sad.
Is what's its face? The elf guy? Is he going to be in there?
Elf guy? Elrond?
No, Orlando Bloom.
Oh, the elf. Well, he's the guy. Keira Knightley took over as the star of the last one.
Oh, really?
She was like the main person in it.
Well, she's kind of like a guy.
In a way.
She, in those movies.
In
all movies.
In a chest respect, she is.
Yeah.
Oh, hey.
Just saying.
Wow.
No.
I remember on the British posters, they allowed her to have nice small boobs. And on the American posters, they gave her like triple Ds. They're just so
well,
fake.
Yeah.
And she was all pissed. I would be too. If I was in a movie poster and had a giant schlong in one of them.
Like, oh, I was going to say if you had huge boobs in a poster.
I don't. Depends on the movie. Depends on what. If I got $56 million, they could put a dick on my face and I would be okay with it.
Right, like King Kong dick.
Yeah. Big, giant, hairy ape dick. I'd be like, yeah, $56 million?
Sure.
The monkey can rape me. Can you do that in post? I don't care.
I'll
do it for real.
I'll wear the strap on.
Yeah, like. No, it's cool. Next thing. Are we not doing our. Okay, different sound effect. Apparently, people started paying attention to what's actually on Blu-ray discs that are coming out now. And whereas companies like Sony are actually putting like good quality 1080p uncompressed awesomeness, other companies like MGM and the Weinstein Company are just transferring the DVDs to Blu-ray.
Oh, jeez.
Or less. Like they, like some of them are looking worse than DVDs.
Wow.
Wow.
Paid $30 for those suckers.
Yeah.
I can't. I'm trying to think. Okay, the last DVD I bought was Iron Man.
Now, you've got two different ways to play high-def discs. Are you purchasing DVDs of real movies now, or are you only purchasing high-def versions?
I'm only buying Blu-ray if I can.
But if you see one in HD DVD, you're buying it.
Yeah, but that's getting harder and harder to do. But yeah, if I... like, I was a movie trading company, and they had a big thing of like $7.99. They were just trying to get rid of their stock. So yeah, I picked up a couple. I was like, why the hell not?
Hey, look, it's my family.
Hi, baby.
Oh,
hi, baby.
She looks
better. Do you feel better?
Hi, girly.
Aww.
Are you leaving? Where are you gonna go? Okay, I'll
Bye.
Call you when we're done.
Bye, baby. Feel
you can
better.
Give me a hug.
No? Okay. He's like not showbiz.
Bye.
I don't want to be in showbiz.
Miss you.
I don't have a contract to be on the air.
Yeah.
So
you're buying Blu-rays.
I'll buy any high definition I can, but HD DVDs are just getting harder and harder to find.
Well, this is the report card. The report card is Sony, Disney, Universal were all a B or above. Sony was the top spot with an A-. Most consistent and dependable studio. Strong video transfers, true HD audio, which no one's equipment can play that. You would have had to have bought a high-def audio receiver yesterday to have true HD. So you're still working on 5.1, it doesn't fucking matter. The true HD audio is separate channels, separate wire for every channel, and uncompressed audio, which you'll never know. I mean, you'll never notice the difference anyway. And then extras, like a fuck ton of extras. The worst, the Weinstein Company, MGM, MGM's only released 5 Blu-rays. They all had poor AV transfers, lacked the features that were even available on the DVD.
Huh.
Like the bonuses. They didn't even put the bonuses. They just copied the main disc.
I wonder what movies those are.
There's only 5. They should be easy to find. The thing that sucks the most about that is that consumers don't typically pay attention to what studio releases something. I mean, if you're a super movie buff, I guess, but you're not going to go, oh shit, I shouldn't buy that Blu-ray, it's from MGM.
Yeah, well, yeah, no one's going to think that at all.
So,
because they don't think that when they're going into to watch a movie to begin with.
Yeah.
Like when they go to watch it in theater, they're just, oh, I can't wait till it comes out on DVD.
Yeah, exactly. And the Weinstein Group is one of those companies that's kind of, unless you're really paying attention to who makes movies, you never even think about them because they don't have a name like Universal, but they make like half the movies that come out. So, I don't know.
Ah, that's fucking Jude.
Whoa! Damn,
what?
I didn't hear that. next internet.
They make good movies.
Oh, this is just a recommendation. I haven't seen it. I don't know anything about it. I want some fancy bastard out there to check this out and then go, what is this shit? There's somebody being a dumbass on the forum. Hang on. Let me...
I think they're gone.
It's so hard to block people. They come and go so quick. Anyway. Somebody just called you Diane in the forum. Diane's reading the paper. Diane's not even here. But Denise was so bored that she was reading the paper.
I'm just looking.
Sure. They're doing a new Battlestar comic, which is supposed to be about a Black Ops team of Viper pilots that weren't killed, and they went off on their own to murder Cylons, and they aren't part of the fleet.
Like after the initial attack?
Yes. This is going to be like simultaneous to season one, I guess.
Weird.
Interesting.
It is called Battlestar Galactica Ghosts. A smuggler crew on the Orion's Pride and a Black Ops Viper Ghost Squadron have escaped the Cylons. And if you go to io9.com and look it up, you can see a 6-page preview. I think it's interesting that, you know, Battlestar Galactica is so finite, and it's when it ends, everyone keeps saying, when it ends, it's over. You're not going to want to know anymore. You're not going to want a sequel. You're going to be glad it's over. I'm like, okay, so maybe they blow up the universe at some point. But it's interesting to get a different perspective, I guess, of the story.
That's a universe. They've created a universe that'll never be over. You can probably take it as far as you probably want to take it. Even when it reaches its end, it's like Star Wars. The universe may not be over,
but I think they're very clear they are not going to proceed with this timeline.
No. They don't have to, but like short stories, comic books, they could.
Yeah.
Potential. They could even
make pre-Cylon.
Fuck, they could make a video game and say, like, well, this is, you know, the battles that happened.
A Viper game.
This is the first war. Yeah, they should totally just remake.
Fans did that. Did you see that?
No.
They took some fans took an available like open source space engine and made a Viper game. It's supposed to be really good. Hmm. It's for PC only, I think. But I don't remember what it's called.
They should just bring back TIE Wing versus X-Fighter and that's it.
TIE Fighter versus X-Wing.
Yeah, and then but change it, you know. Change the names.
Viper
around.
Versus Cylon Raider.
Right.
They really do need to expand into games, I think. They made a board game recently that seemed you know how they're always they push around the models on the this, in the CIC?
Yeah.
They made that into a board game. Like a
Nice.
A dice based game or card based game or something. But so somebody check that out and let me know if it's cool. It's published by Dynamite Entertainment. They did a comic based on the Pegasus Battlestar last year, I guess. You know that I think the last thing I read was that Caprica is probably not even going to happen now. Like the
Oh really?
The little offshoot movie.
The movie might not even.
What about your contact there, Josh? Do you know anything about that?
Can't say.
Can't say. Like me some dick. Gotta go.
Working out. Busy working out.
Sorry, Josh.
That makes no sense for people. No.
He's working
that.
Out.
Makes less sense for people that can. But you're right. They could do a lot more with the universe if they wanted to. They could even... I think a good series would be the first Cylon War.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
Because that would just be an action war series. There wouldn't be a lot of mystery, you know? They would just be like fucking going nuts. Starring...
All fighting.
Husker.
That'd be awesome.
Husker?
Husker. That's
Who's Husker?
That's Adama's name. It's his code name. It's Husker.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Like
I thought it was like taco or...
No.
No, it's a...
Pit or face. Shredded cheese.
Pit
or,
face.
Oh.
Canyon face.
What is that? Is that like a... Because his kid
like
has it too.
Severe acne scars is what it looks like, but I don't think it is.
No, his kid has it also.
It's going to be genetic.
It's like...
Maybe when you're in the almost household, when you turn 18, they make you take a cheese slicer to your face. Just go at it.
To show that you're part of the family.
A zester.
Hard right.
You have to zest your face.
I don't know. They have like avocado face.
Onto a taco and then eat it.
Right.
Now you're a
man.
Oh,
that's terrible.
You're finally my son.
Hot dog.
Hot dog. Taco. Was his son hot dog or
racetrack?
Yeah, it was hot dog.
Racetrack? No, he wasn't a gas station.
There's a Viper pilot named Racetrack.
Uh-uh.
Absolutely there is. I think he's dead.
No, oh, he's you're gonna use
that card. No, I'm not saying his son is Racetrack,
son
is but there's a pilot named Racetrack. There was a guy named
I didn't even know that was his call sign.
Husker.
Husker.
Whenever they
sound
do
like Husky.
The last time they did it was when he went and waited for Rosalind. He put on his uniform.
What does that even mean?
When he sat in the ship and waited for her to come back and read her book.
Oh, is that what she calls him?
No, he was, on his uniform.
Time. Oh.
No. Let's see. Next thing. When you get your first check for Hell's Highway, go buy the Ecto-1 because it's for sale.
No.
Please.
For me.
Okay, I'm just going to ask.
There was a guy who made one out of another sort of vehicle.
If it's got that siren, it's worth it.
That can't be...
So great.
Oh, it's a restored Ecto-1.
It's from... No, it's from Universal Studios.
Oh, okay. Well, because they had one, because... My friends are working on that game. The guys at Terminal Reality,
yeah.
And there was a picture of Sean, buddy of mine, in the Ecto-1, and they brought it here to Dallas. So it must have been one of.
Oh, rad!
I don't know.
Check
a
this
couple.
Out in the chat here. Lard Boy says finished Hell's Highway today. Got choked up at the end.
Aw.
You know why? Fantastic voice acting.
You're not part of the voice acting.
Shut up.
Ruining it for him.
I saw my death scene on YouTube.
It's his moment in the sun.
Well, yeah.
It's not as gruesome as you made it out to be.
No.
It's tragic and it's quick.
Very sudden.
It's very quick. It's good. It's well composed. But I got... And now, I don't know if you know this, but was it toned down? Because Josh would always tell me stories about how there's a fountain of blood shooting out of this guy's neck. And then like 3 days later, he's like, no, they took it out.
Because, yeah, there were a lot of things that were toned down. Because like... We realized that maybe we had gone a little too far on some things.
It's like the Kennedy assassination. Like, I'm in the middle of speaking, and then all of a sudden, there's pink mist in my face, and then I'm on the ground.
Right.
Back and to the left.
Yeah, it was quite back into the ground. So, anyway. Yeah, but I finally saw the death scene. That was pretty cool. Oh, and for anyone that doesn't want to play the game, apparently you can just look at it on YouTube, so don't buy the game. I mean...
Except buy the game.
But buy
the
game.
Do you want the investors to continue to support Hijinks and Sue?
I don't understand how this works.
Right.
I don't understand how money works.
You need money.
Go buy the game. Hey, what game was that again?
That's Hell's Highway. Or Brothers in Arms Hell's Highway.
Made by Gearbox.
Available at all major...
Retailers.
Game retailers.
Stuff. Game stuff.
Boutiques.
Have you seen how the commercials where GameStop keeps saying, pre-order this game and we'll give you a cheat code? Have you seen that?
For our game?
No, for like every game. I've seen like four commercials now where it's like, pre-order this game and we'll give you unlockables
through Live. They're making it a bigger and bigger deal now. That like we had to do that for them. Like we had to do... We did it too? There was a special GameStop edition and then there was a special Best Buy edition.
That is balls.
And then there's like everything else. And then the limited edition...
The most recent one I saw was for Little Big Planet, and it said if you pre-order today, you'll
get
an unloppable for new costumes, like for the characters.
It looks so cute. I totally want to play it.
What the fuck?
It's just sometimes we get pushed by marketing.
You're like little cute people.
Little cute planet.
Yeah, I think it's unfortunate that sometimes corporate sort of steps in and. Hey, you got to give us a special edition. You got to give us something exclusive.
GameStop
like.
Is such a fuck because they make all their money from pre-orders. So regardless of when the game comes out, we've had your money for 6 months. We've invested it. We've used it. It's a good business model for them. Great. And then they make all the rest of their money from selling used games at near retail price. They typically pay you about $5 for a game, if that, and then sell it for $5 less than retail.
Yeah.
That's whore.
Yeah, there was that one guy who did his whole the punctuationist.
Like, oh, the escapist.
Like trying to exploit like how GameStop like rips off consumers and.
I love that guy.
Yeah, he's pretty good. Zero punctuation.
Zero punctuation.
Yahtzee.
But this guy wasn't zero punctuation. It was a guy who used to work at GameStop.
Oh, okay.
And did a whole video of like, oh, this is how we screw over customers.
Oh, yeah. I saw
He's
that.
Like, you know, yeah.
Former GameStop employee tells all or whatever.
Yeah, and he did it in the same vein of all that. And I was like, huh, interesting.
Let's see. If we're going to do any more of these, we need to move along. Sony is now selling DRM-free MP3s for 66 cents. to undercut both iTunes and Amazon.
Sure, whatever.
But the same thing is where people don't think, like, wait, is the artist I like on Sony, or are they on something else? So until they all do it, it's not really going to matter. Okay. On Boing Boing, I saw there is a restaurant in Tokyo that has monkey waiters. This is for Denise.
What?
I want your perspective on this. Restaurant monkey waiters.
What do they want monkey waiters?
It relates to you in every way. What? Asian stuff, cute animals. Go.
The what?
No, I don't.
You're wearing a monkey on your shirt right now.
It's for our game.
Good
Whatever.
Point. No, I don't have any opinions on monkey waiters.
I need
waiters.
Opinions. Their
That's
names
weird.
Are Fuku-chan and Yat-chan.
Is that sanitary even?
I would. That's a good point.
Waiter, I'm sorry. This just in, monkey waiters, sanitary, poop in your food.
Ebola in your chicken.
More at 11.
Joel, have an update on that.
Just Eli in the panic room.
Just walked into the back room and saw a monkey violently masturbating into a sandwich. We don't know if that sandwich is going out to the customers or if that is for the monkey himself. We will get back to you when details become available.
This just in. Monkey spunk in your sandwich. The newest health rage. More 11.
Oh, that's so weird. Although my parents did say when they went back home to the Philippines for a visit, they went to this place called the Hobbit House, which is
Mr.
run...
Hobbit meat?
No, what? No, it's owned and operated by little people. Like, all
like,
little
they claim
people.
To be hobbits?
Well, it's called the Hobbit House.
Okay.
I don't know. But that's not to say little
listen,
people are like monkeys.
Listen.
I'm just saying.
I think you are comparing monkey waiters and how ridiculous that is to the fact that little people would own and operate a restaurant, and that is offensive.
No, I'm just saying, like, gimmicky restaurants like that
I
are
don't,
all over the world.
Oh, so being born with a
Asia.
Physical deficiency is a gimmick? Oh. What? What? What are you owing about?
I'm talking. Just keep going.
What'd you show her?
Oh, no, nothing. I'm just...
Monkeys jacking off little people or something? What are you doing over there?
Talking about... Little people.
I didn't mean that.
I think it's
I'm
just
kind of
sad.
That just reminded me of.
Yeah,
this.
No. People born with a physical handicap, Denise thinks, that, is as yeah. funny as monkeys jacking off in
yeah,
sandwiches.
You can't live in a society with.
She sees a little person. And she's like, they're like, excuse me, what time is it? And she goes, don't jack off of my sandwich. She runs away, screaming and flailing. Officer, there's a little person violently masturbating in my sandwich. We'll find him, ma'am. What'd he look like? He was short! He looked like a monkey!
It's terrible.
That is terrible. You're horrible. God. Do they, like, crucify little people in the Philippines?
No,
or?
That's terrible. That's I don't hate...
So anyway...
I don't hate little people. That's
you
awful.
Don't particularly care for them either. I guess you'd let them serve you food, but you wouldn't be friends with them. If you want to experience the monkey waiter experience, you know, then go to Karu Otsuka House, Saki House, in North Tokyo. And get your food jacked off onto you by a monkey.
Little costumes.
Yeah, they wear little waiter suits. I wonder if they get pissed if you tip poorly. They're like, 20%!
They just like start losing their shit.
Throw
and, like,
feces at you.
One opens your mouth and the other one starts like crapping in your mouth.
They just go rage on you. They just start clawing at your face. It's nuts. Can I be seated in a non-monkey section?
No. Monkey table only. All you have today. Monkey table.
There's monkey footprints in my salad. Shut up! Eat monkey salad! You'd like it.
Monkey footprints.
There is monkey jack-off in my salad.
It's extra!
You pay extra.
You like it. You pay more.
Monkey tried to get my hot dog pregnant.
Shut up! Eat it!
It's a delicacy.
Can I get a side of additional monkey feces?
50 cent more!
It is a delicacy. It's very special. If you get a monkey hand-tossed salad, it's like... Can the monkey not wash his hands before he tosses my salad? I want that organic taste.
Too bad.
Next item is... What's this one? I don't remember this one. Oh!
Colbert?
Yeah. Okay, you read comics. Why didn't you mention this? Colbert's running for president in the Marvel Universe.
I haven't... I've been a little bit behind on comics. I have... This is new to me.
Like, I want to know if they're doing this with his permission, or are they paying him, or is he just like, cool,
I'm pretty sure they're doing it with his permission, because he has the fucking...
He hasn't mentioned it on the show.
He's got the fucking Captain America's shield, and...
Well, Joe Quesada came onto his show and gave it to him.
Yeah, yeah, and the one executive guy from Marvel, some other guy, when they were doing the whole Civil War series, and he's a big comic book
fan.
The
persona of Stephen Colbert is running for president in the Marvel Universe.
That's fucking rad.
And could be the next president in the Marvel Universe. That's fucking awesome. That's so great.
That would be great. That would help revitalize a little bit of the comic industry there. I'm all for that.
The tagline on his bump, like his campaign bumper sticker on this issue of Spider-Man, is Colbert 08, and so can you. He's got my vote. Next item is... All right, Josh isn't here. I don't want to talk about this, but they are going to make Indiana Jones 5.
Are you serious?
Yeah. The last South Park was... it started off with everybody talking about China, and then they all started whispering about how one of their friend got raped and no one said anything. And like, but we can't unsee what we saw. How can we just live? We saw him get raped! And it turns out they were talking about Indiana Jones getting raped by the movie. And that episode wasn't very good, but it was worth it to see George Lucas and Steven Spielberg rape Indiana Jones in the cornhole on screen, pants down, 4 different times, and then both rape a stormtrooper.
That's awful. Yeah. They show that now in South Park? Yeah.
Pants around ankles, fucking Indiana Jones in the ass, and then close up on his face, and he's like,
I think I saw that.
Wow, that's terrible.
I think I saw something on Dig where they were saying that Spielberg would not go after South Park in a lawsuit over that, I believe. And I was reading on it on the airport on the way back.
Because he knows what he did.
Right, exactly.
He knows what he did. Please don't make that movie. Next. Let's blow through these last ones real quick and get on to the questions. O.J. Simpson... convicted of not murdering people.
Oh.
This reminds me of remember in Point Break when they try and bust a guy for drug charges, and then it turns out there was an undercover cop the whole time, and they're like, we didn't want to get him for drugs, we wanted to get his supply, we wanted to get him for the whole shit. It's the same thing. OJ is going, he is going to jail, that's the end result, but not for murdering people, just for kidnapping
right,
and robbing people.
Right,
that's
right.
Nothing. He murdered 2 people.
Or
and they made fools of the country.
Did he?
Yes, he did.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He did.
He did.
Yeah.
He's the guy that murdered all those people.
Right. But he scored touchdowns before that, so...
No, we like him.
He's obviously he's obviously innocent.
He's a decent dude.
He's just misunderstood.
Right. Let's have this week's moment in racism, where I'm going to say something that will be construed as extremely racist, but I promise you I don't mean it. I'm just stating facts.
There we go.
It happened to me. This was my life. I'm just telling you what happened. So I went to a school during the original OJ trial that was about 75% black. And during the verdict, we were in lunch, and they wheeled a TV cart into the lunchroom for the reading of the verdict. And I'm like, this sounds like a bad idea. Like,
oh, no.
There's either going to be a riot or...
Were they also putting out, pitchforks?
Yeah, our school had barbed wire around it. I'm not kidding. The school was locked. The campus was locked. We were in a very gang.
So what you're describing to me is like...
Where did you grow up?
They bust.
The Bronx?
We had a bus thing in Beaumont where they sent all the people. Again, this is going to sound racist, but it's just true. They bust everybody from the predominantly white neighborhood to the predominantly lower income neighborhood to the school. They called it a magnet school because it attracts white people like a magnet to the ghetto school. Whatever.
You didn't have your own non-ghetto school?
Had one down the street. Literally
and
2 blocks from my house.
And you couldn't go to that non-ghetto school?
They redrew this map. It was a city initiative.
Wow.
They do that a lot. There's a lot of cities that do that. They're trying to promote
crazy.
Like intermixing of economic classes and races and whatnot. But all that really happens is you end up sending me to a terrifying school with barbed wire around it.
God.
Yeah, what you're describing to me is like, so we brought in a bunch of gasoline, put it all in this little closet, and then we all stood on top of it. We started to light up our Lucky Strike cigarettes.
This week's podcast brought to you by Lucky Strikes.
That's what it sounds like you're about to describe.
Yeah, it was a powder keg, to say the least. Anyway, so the verdict comes back, not guilty. That lunchroom with like 500 kids in it went insane. Jumping on tables, cheering, throwing shit, going nuts.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, number one, why did you bring this TV in here? This is probably what was going to happen, or something worse. Number two, why are you all happy? A murderer
like,
just
like,
got
free. What the fuck you care? Like, and what the hell?
A murderer just got released. Guilted people. You're all so happy. Anyway, I didn't understand what was going on at the time. I guess I understand better. Whatever. This week's moment of racism brought to you by Lucky Strike Cigarettes. Lucky Strike Cigarettes. They're easy on your throat cancer.
Lucky Strikes.
Lucky Strikes. Go down smooth, go down easy. Smoke them at the Steelworks in Chicago.
Good for your racism.
Yes, promotes racism and unity. Lucky Strike. Turn off that music. Thank you. Let's see. Virgin Galactic. Sir Richard Branson's space tourism organization has turned down an offer to make the first space porn.
Why?
Which I think is a drastic mistake.
I heard about that
last week. Why would you do that? Like, why would you not do that is
yeah,
what I mean.
Why would you? I would do it for free. Let's say
let's go back a little bit. I wouldn't do it for free.
No, if I owned the ship, if I was him, he's a fucking gajillionaire.
Yeah, but porn makes more money than anything else.
I would do it for the public good. Space porn. We've never had space porn. I'm sure NASA has some.
How would you even?
Exactly. These are the things that we need to unlock with science. Science demands it.
In science, science also
technology, fucking in space. Where's the friction? We don't know.
Science also agrees that they would be able to smoke cigarettes as well afterwards.
Yeah. Scientists, 9 out of 1 million scientists agree, and educators, children should smoke Lucky Strike. So that's the question. I don't know how they would fuck in space, but I want to know.
You do now.
Science wants to know. I read an article yesterday that human evolution has probably stopped because there is no more survival of the fittest. We're all so fat and happy that there's no thinning of the gene pool.
Right.
This is contributing to that. How are we ever supposed to evolve as a species if we're not fucking in space and filming it?
It's a good point.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Actually, if they're going to do it, then they might as well also film the first birth in space.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like, whoosh. Or it'd be like, boom, thunk.
That doesn't sound like that anywhere. Where
well,
you
no.
Well, there's no sound.
There's
no sound
in space. Yeah. It'd be like
she'd be wearing a spacesuit and then have a tiny spacesuit like hooked to her crotch for the baby to shoot into.
Quack. And then they release it. Release the hatch.
Like shoot the baby to the sun.
Right. They sent it. They did.
Why are we doing this again? For science. Baby, fire your retro thrusters.
Is anybody writing this? Is anybody writing any of this down? Like all the scientists are looking out the window and are like,
"Oh, we forgot to hit record."
Oh, shit,
we never hit record.
Dude, that baby's gonna fly into the sun.
We're do it again. All right, watch it. Let's just all watch it. We'll enjoy it. They've got popcorn.
We're gonna need another space porno again.
Yeah. Listen, that can you imagine the guy actually doing the space porn? He's done 10,000 porns. It's routine. He doesn't even care anymore. But he's doing the first space porn. He's like, "Oh, holy shit! This is awesome! Oh my god!
Woo, go!
Oh shit, my balls are floating! Oh man, I think we're upside down, but I don't know. I can see Australia. Oh, this is the best!"
And then like,
"I love space porn. This is great."
I just don't even. That doesn't make sense.
It's holy so fuck. The possibilities.
It makes no sense.
You would have to wear, the woman at least, would have to wear a belt with handles on it.
Oh my god.
Because otherwise,
someone's going to have to be strapped to something somewhere.
Yeah, the first thrust, it's going to be like, oh, boom!
first
No, come back.
At first thrust, you mean when they lift off?
Yes.
I was just going to say, like, they're going to have to, like, thrust the actual spacecraft just to, like...
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah. Your position there is
fire
like,
the thrusters. They can't line up. They've both got jetpacks. They can't seem to line up. They keep missing each other.
Yeah, so they have, like, little targeting computers and...
I can't dock.
Commence docking procedures.
We the cargo totally base.
Oh, my God! Just riding totally this porn would be great!
The doors are open, Hal.
I need you to put fuel into the container.
The fuel hose is ready, Darla.
God damn it.
Open your fuel hole.
I will dock to the space station.
I'm gonna dock. Clamps are interlocking. Begin robot sexamotron.
Fuel dump.
Whoa, wait. That's a different... That's German space porn.
Oh.
Yeah, we don't...
Well, it's an international space station.
Oh, right. So all the Chinese are looking through a window, just violently, furiously jacking off.
Space porn!
Space! Out of control.
And there's a Russian guy that's like, you know, I hear like... your dock needs to be fixed. I have the tool.
That's Austrian.
Yeah, I don't know why I said Russian.
And then there's a monkey serving everybody. The first monkey that was flown in
full circle. The end.
Yeah.
It's over. Yep. Space porn. The end. In the same vein, Steven Seagal wants to make Under Siege 3 in space. Just throwing that out there. I am going to suggest that the two projects become one. Steven Seagal space porn. The end of humanity as we know it. Karate space porn with all of his bad puns. It'd be so great.
That's true, actually.
Oh, God. It would take forever for that karate to happen.
And think about
how... He's already slow now.
Yeah, really. And he's so dumpy and doughy. He'd just be kind of floating jiggly. And he'd look better, probably.
My ponytail. It keeps floating. I need...
He's just breaking Velcro. Everybody's neck.
I need Velcro to hold down my ponytail.
He, like, breaks the neck of the actual spaceship. And it's like...
Right. They're like, all right, I'm the pilot. While they're filming the porno...
No! Would you kill the pilot? He looked at me wrong. He was making fun of my ponytail.
That'd be so great.
Yeah.
Space porn.
I know.
The government should get behind that.
That'll solve our economic crisis.
Oh, fuck yeah. Because number
people
one,
will pay the
sell,
shit
it,
of that.
Sell it for $100,000. Everyone will buy it still.
Yeah. They'll need
space
to buy
porn.
It. Because you'll need to know.
Or science.
Reach for the stars. People will be having normal sex and be like, God, why isn't this in space? And that will promote travel to Mars.
Yeah. I think we've solved just about everything.
All of it. Because we'll develop better fuel so we can get to space faster to fucking space. We will develop, we'll save the Earth because if there's no Earth, we can't launch into space and fuck. All of it. It's all fixed. This just in. Earth's economic crisis solved by an unlucky source. Space porn. More at 11. So, moving on. We're going to get to your questions. Where are we time-wise?
1 hour.
108. We're doing great. Hey, you guys, do you have anything to talk about? Because I have to pee. What about your magazines? What do you got?
I watched The Happening last night.
Talk about it.
Oh. It's actually... It's really terrible. I don't know what else to say.
I can't. I had no interest in seeing that movie.
It's awful, don't.
But at the same time, I have interest in seeing that movie because...
It's so bad. You have to like go into it like knowing it's going to be really bad. The thing is, it's such a shame. Like, it's a waste because there are actually some really cool scenes in that movie. It just M. Night, what's his face, is just full of himself. He wants to like make this big intricate plot, and it just doesn't work.
To stay on the topic of porn, seeing that it's his first rated R movie, it seems to me because it seems like a gimmick movie to begin with. Because it's all like, it's his first rated R movie.
It really is.
And then it's like, let's see how we can push rated R.
Yes and no, because he did, like, there were a lot of really cool, like, creepy scenes. But, like, every time there would be, like, a lull in the movie, me and my sister were like, oh, just watch at the corner of the screen. He'll just pop out like a little, like cropped up image of him. Like, what a twist! Like, and then shake his hands and then disappear. It's a twist. Like,
you've been. He like points and he's like, you've been Shyamalan'd.
Shyamalan'd.
I feel so much better now.
Or what was it? Shyamalan a ding dong. Somebody said on here. Nardak.
You just got.
That's awful.
You just got Shyamalan'd.
You just got jacked off in your cell by a monkey. I mean, Shyamalan'd.
And Marky Mark, it was so weird because he was just Marky Mark.
Did you?
He just talked the same way.
Did you see the SNL thing?
Yes.
Holy shit. Again.
That's exactly how he talked.
11:55.
Why is he not doing more
11:55. Everyone's already tuned out, and that was the funniest thing they've done in 10 years.
Yeah. Why are they not?
Hey, donkey. I'm Mark Wahlberg. You're a donkey. I like that about you.
He talks like that in the
movie. Say hello to your mother for me.
Ah, it's so weird.
Now I'm going to talk to a goat. Hey, goat. I like your beard.
And the best part is they brought out real animals.
Hey, chicken. You're a chicken. I like that. Say hello to your mother for me. It was so great. That was the best thing they've ever done.
That was awesome. And I was like, I don't even know where this is going. It doesn't have to even go anywhere. It just needs to keep doing that.
We typically, I record SNL. Doesn't cost me anything. You know, it's going to be there. Nothing else is on its time slot. So the DVR gets it. The next day, typically, we'll watch it in about 20 minutes. It's an hour and a half.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I do.
Like, we'll watch the Sarah Palin with Tina Fey, which is always great, and then skip the entire show, and then watch like the last 15 minutes. I'll give every sketch about 30 seconds to grab.
There were a couple of decent ones in the last one, like the skit with the baby hands. That was pretty funny.
Oh,
that
yeah.
was really terrible.
It went on too long, but it was okay.
Yeah, that's true.
It was...
Towards the end there, it was pretty funny.
Who was the host?
Anne Hathaway.
She helped push that episode. Decent. She's probably the best guest they've had on all year because everybody else
but
is like...
But they have no standards for that. It's like, oh, you're famous for anything at all?
Exactly.
Oh, you can be funny.
Sports guys
are the best. Like I love when they bring out a football player.
Well, when like they had Michael Phelps for the first...
Horrible.
Oh, that was
awful.
Terrible.
And, but
he was like a cardboard.
Yeah, he was just like, hey, I'm Mike Phelps.
Yeah. Jokes.
I'm really fast.
Anne Hathaway was actually
Do you think that show would be
funny
if it was 30 minutes long? Do you think they could come up with 30 minutes worth of good material?
It would be funny if it was an hour.
What if it was an hour but not live?
How long is it now?
Hour and a half.
It's an hour and a
half.
Is
it really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it should be shorter.
It runs out of steam so quick.
And they always do the experimental, weird, funny stuff in the when everyone's already gone to sleep. From like 11:50 on.
Yeah.
Which is just sad.
Yeah, so when they repeat that or they show that a second time, nobody gets it. Because they're like, wait, what?
Well, they don't repeat it. They usually repeat them
an hour. I'm saying like they find something funny... Out. Like, every so often we'll find that little gem at the latter half of the show. They'll be like, hey, we should bring that back. They bring it back in another episode earlier, and then everybody who's watching it for the first time is like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
So they fuck up their own formula.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
Retards.
They're struggling in the bowl. They're clogged in the bowl. So, questions from the readers, you guys, submitted to hijinksu.com. Let me just refresh and make sure I don't miss any.
You're not going to talk about the story?
You know what's going on right now?
Because I was going to go get a soda. You can talk about that.
I don't have any soda.
Do you have any water?
I do.
Your water will work.
I have two sodas only. And, I mean, I guess you could have one. But...
Well, I have a soda in my car, so you can have that one, but it's not cold.
No, I don't want it.
Oh, it's like all cooked in
But he can put it in his fridge.
Go, just
drink it
leave
later.
Here, and I'll do this thing, and then you come back with liquid. What Eli was talking about. Is if you want to support the podcast, if you want to support Hijinks and Sue, the whole shebang, check out hijinksandsue.com, pick up a shirt. I lowered the price on prints. Prints are now $10. I did that because nobody was buying them.
Aww.
I thought it was awesome. I thought it was a good deal.
Signed,
high-quality prints of any comic you like. I'll write something on it for you. I don't even care. I'll draw devil horns on everybody. I'm fucking shit. $10. And I will sign it and ship it to you. Shirts are there. There's going to be two new shirts next week, at least, maybe more. Two new shirts that I hopefully won't get sued for. Like all of them. Or all I hope I don't get sued for. I hope I just get cease and desist letters. I really hope I don't get sued. So look, maybe Monday-ish, there'll be some new shirts up. Check those out. And if you really want to support Hijinks and Sue and keep this going, number one, help me find some part-time work. Email me, comics@hijinksu.com, looking for part-time illustration work, any kind of design work that involves drawing, anything like that. Or consider donating at hijinksu.com/donations, and even subscribing if you really want to help. to a monthly donation of $5, $10, $15, or $20. Super appreciate it. So moving on to the questions here. Number one, Dram Drom says, winter is coming to the northern wastes of America. What are the coldest weather conditions you've ever experienced? If your answer is above freezing, you are a pussy. Alternate question, what's the hottest? I'll expand the question to just anything about extreme weather.
The coldest I've been... I was... Couldn't have been that bad. It must have been... I think it was like about 12. So it was above...
That's pussy weather.
Yeah, it's above... Well, I mean, it was below that's freezing. Tropical. But... it was out in West Texas, like near, like far West Texas.
Yeah, me too.
But fuck, man, the hottest I've ever been easily. Kind of funny though. I was being a Mexican and I was working as a kid in an attic.
Sure.
And we had a thermometer. It was 128.
Oh yeah. My god!
In the attic, and it was because it was probably about 101 outside, and we're in an attic full of insulation.
What are you talking about? How?
We were installing an air conditioning unit.
That just reminds me of Arrested Development when the dad is up in the attic with...
It's too hot. It's hot up here. Hot tub. It's too hot. For me, it was almost exactly the same. I was in West Texas. I was about 7 or 8 years old. And we went to a deer lease to hunt. And I...
That was the same thing for
was
me?
Was not interested in hunting or killing little deers when I was a little boy. And we sat in a deer blind, which is basically plywood nailed together with snow. The only snow I've ever been in my life that was real snow. It was like 3 feet of snow that we were trudging through.
Hunting deer?
Yeah. We sat in a deer blind for maybe 3 hours. No deer showed up because it was too fucking cold. And even deer knew to stay in their cave or whatever. Okay. And we just sat there freezing our asses off. And the best part is that like when the snow gets to your body and melts... Then it becomes liquid and gets your clothes wet, and then it refreezes. So your clothes are fucking frozen. It's horrible. And I hated it. The hottest, I got two things. Number one.
You need to put like, the little magazine.
Oh.
what was your coldest, Josh?
Hated it.
Hated it. I was at some guy's house, and it was real cold.
Hated it. Except loved it.
Gotta go.
So, hottest, two things. Band practice in high school in Southeast Texas, where the humidity is like 140%, and it's literally raining in midair. Like, it's just, there's just rain.
Yeah, it's just like...
It's just there, and you can touch it.
Hovering rain.
Yeah, it's like The Matrix. You could push it out of the way if you wanted to. You could take a cup and scoop it through the air, and it'd be full. So, that... Plus, it was actually about 108 degrees temperature, plus standing on the blacktop marching made it about 120.
Yeah.
So that was awful. Terrible. And we did that every day for like 3 or 4 hours for a few years. It was pretty terrible. Also, you reminded me that the last time I was working in an attic, we were flooring my old attic, my old house, and my friend Wes was there. And we were flooring it and then also adding insulation to parts. And it got to where, I don't know, maybe someone can explain what's actually happening to your body at this point. But it's probably 120, 125 degrees up there in the middle of summer. You're literally like leaving puddles as you take steps. And not to mention the insulation is just getting in your skin because it's in the air.
Yeah.
I mean, when you don't have flat insulation, you have blown in, which is what pretty much everyone has now. It just floats in the air and you can't see it, but it's glass and it gets in your skin. It hurts really bad, but it got to where as I would try to breathe, it's as if there was no air.
Oh my God.
It's insulation. It's doing its job. But I
don't understand if it's that the air is so hot that like your body can't process it or if it's thin because there's not a lot of circulation up there.
I think it's not. I don't think it changes a whole lot. I think it's just your perception of
maybe
what's going on. Because like when I go to work out, and I think Denise, you got a similar story in that like when you do that hot yoga or that steam yoga where the air is so
hot? Oh, yeah, she
hot?
Goes to the Steamworks.
No, I know.
Oh, yeah, Chicago. She goes to Steamworks.
I'm not allowed in there, actually. Oh.
I guess not.
That's a different kind of yoga altogether.
Oh, yeah. That's
also
that's
minus man, the yoga.
Yeah. It's beef yoga.
steam beef yoga.
Yeah.
steam pork.
Yeah. Oh.
Pulled pork yoga.
But, yeah, it's like when I go to work out, they have like these like hot, cold steamer things. It's like, it's not
Cleveland
like
steamers.
Yeah, the Cleveland steamers. Speaking of which, I'll show you a picture that I took with my my camera phone. But there was, they put so much heat in the air that when you breathe in, it feels like there's no air. Like, yeah. It's just hot.
Sean says, we're now doing the downward dog, gi style.
Oh, no. That's awful.
Yeah, that's good. I guess that's it, though. Dry heat is, like, unbreathable.
It feels unbreathable,
but
it is.
Your lungs are going to collapse is what it feels like. That's terrible.
Right.
Denise, what about you? Extreme weather conditions? Extreme heat? Extreme cold?
I've never really been anywhere outside of Dallas when it's been winter.
Mm-hmm.
Or really summer.
For anyone that doesn't know,
just typical
a Dallas
weather.
Winter is 2 weeks out of the year, typically right. not connected. It's typically a day a week for 3 months.
And not even yeah. remotely close to freezing.
And then,
it freezes.
Once, and then it shuts the city down for 3 days.
Right.
Once a year.
It'll freeze like maybe like 2 or 3 times.
We don't have sand trucks. We don't have snow shovels.
Right.
When it snows, businesses close. Schools close.
Everybody flips out.
And it's snow that they have every single day for 6 months in Wisconsin.
Right.
But we're just incapable of dealing with it.
Well, but we get a lot more like that thin ice more than anything else. Because we
don't have the infrastructure to deal with it.
I'm saying like, yeah, we don't get snow. But we get what's almost even more dangerous in the sense of like
much more dangerous.
We get that thin black ice that like you can't even see it, and you'll be driving, it looks like a puddle,
but
and then you're like
states that deal with that drive sand trucks over that 100 times a day, so it's not that big of a deal.
Well, we have sand trucks, but we just they don't know how to use them.
Yeah, and
they use them way too late. They're like, oh shit,
oh fuck me, yeah. Did it
ice over 2 days ago? Oh yeah,
it
let's
doesn't
go
accumulate
up.
In places where it's icing every day because right. they're running the trucks every day. Here, they're like, holy shit, the whole city shut down. You can't get from north to south Dallas now. Run the trucks, and the trucks are skidding all over the fucking place like Zamboni. So, this
yeah,
place
that's about
shuts
the,
down.
Yeah, that's about the coldest I've ever been.
And it gets to what, like 30 maybe?
Maybe, yeah, occasionally.
Yeah, occasionally we get down into like the 20s. We'll get like yeah. the...
Like
we'll
in
get
the dead of night. Maybe.
Yeah, we'll get like the 20... Well, no, sometimes...
And then the next day it's 85.
Right.
Last year we had that whiteout, like where it actually snowed enough where I couldn't even see the expressway.
That's true,
and
that
I was,
is true.
I was like, weird. Oh wow, that's weird. I can't even see where I'm at.
That's
like
cool.
This is really...
Really cold.
Yeah, global warming.
But the hottest...
Global warming.
Maybe back home or when we were in Japan during the summer. And just that, like you were talking about, like it's just different kind of heat.
Yeah.
Like a lot more humid.
Theirs has
than
shrimp.
Here. Huh?
Theirs has shrimp in the air in
yeah.
Japan.
Yeah, sure.
It's a
yeah,
shrimpy
heat. We'll go with that.
It's not a dry heat. It's like a shrimp heat.
Definitely more humid.
Krill.
The what?
But yeah, not much hotter than here, though. It's just a lot worse because of the humidity.
And the Japanese people. Moving
right.
on. Moving on to questions. Mutant Enemy says, why is Josh such a hater? To Josh, let's answer this for him. To Josh, what's your opinion of the portrayal of gay characters on shows? You know what? That's a good question, so I'm just going to save that.
I'll answer the question.
No, that's actually a good question. Mutant Enemy, if right. you will remember to post that next time when he's here.
I'm going to go again.
Okay, go ahead, Derek. Bye. We'll say that for next time. Jesse says, it's generally agreed that Charlie is the funniest character on Always Sunny.
Yes.
Who's the second funniest? Am I the only one that think Mac looks like Haley Joel Osment? After reading that, that is correct.
He does.
That
does,
is correct.
He?
That is
yeah.
terrifyingly correct.
Interesting. I didn't think about that.
He's like
it
the
is
older,
fucking scary.
I don't
does.
Care version of
with slick back hair.
Yeah.
Why are you looking through the gay mag?
There was a thing in here I was going to read to you, but keep going.
Okay.
I don't know. I think Sweet D's really funny.
In her own right, but you know
yeah.
what? Because
oh,
they
Frank,
write
though.
As they,
I have to say Frank.
As they write her as the useless girl, she becomes the useless girl.
Right, right.
Like, she's just on the sidelines. Her storyline, dude, oh my god, shut your mouth and go watch last night's episode or
That's
whatever.
That's what I plan on doing as soon as we get done here. Keep dragging this motherfucker on.
Oh, hey.
They... Sweet D decides that she's going to live in Sex and the City, so she tries to start a group of catty bitches that drink martinis and go clubbing.
Wow.
But she doesn't have any friends, So she gets Artemis and Waitress to do it with her.
Wow.
And Waitress is like, I should not go to bars. I have a drinking problem. And she's like, anyway, whatever.
Wait, that's right. She was an AA.
Yeah. So she gets her all fucking wasted.
That reminded me of the whole, my friend Cassie was telling me about these Puerto Rican trannies that she saw in Chicago, like a gaggle of them. It just reminded me of Sweet D with the whole, like, like, why right. why are you so stupid?
This
is stupid. And then, like, Green Man,
pop, right in the face. Here's the
thing,
though.
You didn't try to do that to those trannies, did you? Because that's a bad idea.
Can you really say Charlie is the funniest? Would he be funny without the other characters to react to him?
No.
I think it's an ensemble.
That's probably true.
No, I think he proved his funniness in the commercial skits, like where he has to go blow Danny DeVito. Because they're being totally, you know, like, hey, we got to write this thing, blah, blah.
The wild card is not funny without the straight man, though. You can't be all wild card without a straight man to react to it. Except their straight men are, like, half wild card anyway.
But he can turn on the wild card whenever he wants. So he can play straight man to himself.
And he does have green men.
That's
so
true.
So that's all him.
We'll assume that he wins. I would say the next biggest asset to the show, because he changed the dynamic of the whole show, was Danny DeVito.
Yeah, that's actually another thing
I think,
about it. Probably
as a matter
true.
Of fact, I think he saved the show from being not funny. Like, I think it could have gotten stale really quick without him. And so I think he
and
he
he's just so
the
different
table.
From the rest of the characters.
He's such a fucking nutbag. I want to tell you what he did in this one, but I can't.
Don't.
It's human meat. He's fucking nuts. It's like there's nothing off limits with him. I love
that
character.
Hey, Frank, you have your gun? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I got my gun right here.
Yeah, like he's always packing heat.
He's strapping.
And he's already like shooting it in the air when
I
they ask
for
it.
For everything. Oh, when Mac and Dennis die, he's like, now I'm going to give them the one gun salute. Start shooting in the bar. Oh, that's so great. He's like, you knew we were dead? You were talking at a normal speaking level in the air ducts. I could see you.
That's so great.
I looked right at you. Anyway, watch Always Sunny. Lard Boy says, I don't know if I'll be able to answer this. This will be hard. What was your geekiest social endeavor? Date, road trip, vacation? Your most, alternatively, your most embarrassing social endeavor? I don't know. I should have planned for that.
That's hard.
That geekiest. Okay. I got a road. You know what? I'll share one that I wasn't a part of. I almost was. During the tour for Weird Al's Poodle Hat album, we drove to Oklahoma to see him because he wasn't coming to Dallas. But then he came back for a second leg, and all the people that I went with to that concert went to every concert in like four or five states.
Oh my
they
God.
Followed him on the road and saw Weird Al like seven times or something. That's pretty hardcore.
I think that, I don't know, the only thing I can think of that I've ever really done is like the
Spaceborn.
No, not Spaceborn, not yet.
Not yet.
That's for later funding. probably like the anime
that
convention, I guess.
Why don't we have the woo sound for that?
Woo.
Spaceborn.
Woo! I need to get that.
AnimeCon's not a road trip.
It doesn't say road trip.
It's says,
geekiest
well,
social endeavor.
Social endeavor, but you didn't dress up. That just you're watching people. Come
that's
on.
That's true. Yeah, I can't really think of anything else, though.
I mean, this would have to be like a unknown con, like con for something that no one knows about, or extremely obscure, like four guys sitting in a room and talking.
You guys used to do like First Saturday, didn't you?
Dude, that was fucking terrifying.
That was like your. That was like sort
that
of
was
computer
super
parts
geek.
Thing?
Yes.
Oh my God, I've been to one of those.
Holy shit! But this is different because now you go there and it's okay. They still do it. It's under an overpass in South Dallas now,
like in the dead of summer.
Yeah, and it's terrible. And it starts at midnight and it runs till like 5 a.m. First Saturday sale. What's wrong?
I was looking for a coaster.
Oh, I don't have any. Oh, I'm done with my drink though, so you can have this one. Here. Just take the whole thing. For the First Saturday sale, right now if you go, it's basically people that order parts from China and set up a table and sell you stuff. But because of the internet, there is no reason to buy anything there
now. Right.
Like buying RAM out of a guy's truck for more money than it would cost to buy off of Amazon or Newegg with like a return ability and tracking and all that is
quality
insane.
Control.
Oh, yes, exactly. Yeah. When we were doing it 10 years ago, or 8 years ago, it was dudes and their old computer parts in their van, and computer parts were crazy expensive at the time. Mm-hmm. You were shopping. The biggest hard drive anybody had was 5 gigs, 6 gigs. The most RAM anybody had was 256, if that, maybe 128. People were still buying 486s and turning them into like arcade cabinets and stuff. Monitors were still 15-inch CRTs. I mean, you would go there looking for the super weirdo with like a flatbed truck, and there's nothing in it but like slap bracelets and audio adapters and like a broken monitor. And you're like, holy shit, that's the same as my broken monitor, but this has all the pieces I need to fix mine. And like, you'd pay him $5 for it and carry it around. Like, it was this crazy adventure. It was like the Goonies. Like, you never knew what you were going to find. There was sausage you could buy and eat. There was
A wishing well,
yes. There's
with hopes and dreams at the bottom.
The balloons. Old, crazy, weird guys. People would bring their bands and set up. Like, we saw a group one time set up. They were playing, like, Casio keyboards and screaming into a karaoke machine.
Oh, Lord.
Justin bought a guitar there one time. We didn't expect to find guitars, and it stunk, and it turned out that's why he sold it so cheap. The inside of the guitar smelled like cheese, and it always did. We finally filled a sock full of baking soda and stuffed it down in the guitar.
Oh my God.
But it was just nuts. Like, you would just, and you never knew if anything was going to work. You'd be like, yeah, but all this shit might be broken. I'm only going to give you $5 a hard drive or whatever. And it was just this crazy grab bag of weirdness. And that's a pretty good example.
I just spent the past couple of minutes leaning back thinking, like, I don't know. I used to, when I was in art school, go with buddies out to the arcade auctions that are in Mesquite.
Oh, and I've been to one of those.
The only reason I would go.
Oh, like a arcade closes down and they put up all the machines and.
Well, no, it's a traveling auction. Oh. They do it like maybe like 5 or 6 times a year.
Uh-huh.
And it's like a fucking, it's like the Mesquite Convention Center.
Mm-hmm.
The entire thing is filled with like arcades.
So
some
weird.
Are good, some are bad, some are new, some are old.
I think it's crazy how much they sell for. Like, in good condition, a single game's like $3,000.
Some. It depends how much you really want it. Like, I bought my Cyberball, which is at my brother's house, which I need to go get at some point, but I need a vehicle big enough to get it.
And someone to carry it up your stairs, which ain't gonna be me.
Oh, no. I'm fucking, like, probably whenever I get a house or something that I can just put it in the garage or something. But,
did you know I asked Rick what he was going to do with his arcade, and he doesn't know?
No,
yeah, he doesn't know yet.
But, I mean, his new employer is going to pay for
Rick,
it if he moves it.
Rick has 60-some-odd classic restored arcade games.
He's got
games.
A lot more than that.
That's what he told me.
67, I think.
He told me. It was under 70.
God, it seems like a lot more than that.
And when he began working for Eli's company, they paid to have them all moved down here in U-Hauls and put them in the office.
Yeah.
But they're his property. He owns them. He's moving to Seattle. So he has like 60-some-odd classic arcade games to do something with.
Sure.
I think he should open a free arcade. Like a donation-based arcade. Just enough to pay the rent and the power on it or something. It'd be awesome.
He should donate those to me for my comic book shop at some point.
Seattle would dig that.
Well, they have a place like that now here in Dallas recently that opened. It's a bar and it has... The whole theme is that it revolves around arcades. So there's like classic arcades like all around the corner. So you go to get a drink and hang out with your buddies. But the whole point is there's arcades.
You know what would be great to do in a comic shop is actually just have like 4 or 5 main cabinets networked, but it's not legal. So you couldn't really do that.
I guess.
I mean, it just, I don't know.
I don't know. But what I was going to say is like, I used to go to those convention or auctions just because you get there between like 8 and 9. Everything's free because they want that way you can play them, make sure they work, make sure they do what
right.
they need to do. And then they start the auction at 9. So I would go from 8 to 9 to play and then I would leave because I didn't have the money
yeah.
to buy any of that shit. But I went to go play some games.
When we started building arcade cabinets, it was probably 6 or 7 years ago, the first thing I did was actually a friend of mine bought 3 from a guy that was selling them on eBay, drove to Houston, put them in a truck, drove back, and we like divvied up the parts. And you know, if you're making a MAME cabinet, almost nothing inside it is usable. I mean, not even the monitor. the monitors almost always have burn-in, plus they're not computer monitors anyway.
Right.
You need a big, giant adapter that costs more than a new monitor to make them work. If you've never seen the inside of an arcade cabinet, it's basically a motherboard, but the game is the motherboard. The sound, the video, and the chips that actually have the game information are all on one big board. So we gutted all that shit out and started rebuilding it. And mine was covered in like five layers of contact paper. So I peeled off the wood grain, and it was like Galaga. And I peeled off Galaga, and it was like Galaxian. And I peeled off Galaxian, and it was like Tempest. And
right.
They just been it had been repurposed over the years. When I took out the monitor, you could see the burn-in from like four different games in the monitor.
Nice.
Which is pretty cool.
I really need to get that for my brother's house. It's a twin cabinet arcade because it's Cyberball. It's like robot football.
Oh, yeah?
And it's like you have this little glowing orb, and you don't make first downs. You have to score a touchdown, or the orb explodes. So if your guy's like trying to carry it into the end zone, they have like little tracks and stuff, you know, and they're like cyborgs. They don't make it into the end zone. They just explode.
Huh.
And you have to like, the more, like if you sack the quarterback or whatever, you earn money to buy new parts for robots. It's actually really fun. And since it's twin cabinet, it's like turned sideways so that you can't see each other's plays that you're picking like
Battleship.
Well, like, yeah, it's kind of like in that instead of you standing right next to a guy and you can see him select the play that he's about to run. I'm like, well, that's lame.
You know what would be a great arcade cabinet to modify would be the original X-Men arcade game because it's got that great four-player setup in the widescreen. But moving on. Let's see. If we don't get to your questions, we'll either get to them in the post show or not. So we're trying to keep the time reasonable. Let's see. Real quick, Eli, John Dark wants to know, what's your favorite sickness relief drug cocktail? Oh, I thought it was like a hangover cure. No, he actually means for like cures for colds and such.
What kind of fucking question is that?
That's weird.
What do I like to take when I have a cold?
It's a weird question. I always go to the pharmacy and I'm like,
to be quite honest, I'll smoke a cigarette and
that has to be counterproductive. Doesn't that lower your immune reaction?
See, what I've learned is that if you smoke out,
it's good for
terrorism
your asthma,
from your...
That's true.
Like, what I've learned from the U.S. government is the way to get things out of caves.
And smoke them out.
You smoke them out. So
that's a good answer.
I smoke a cigarette.
I go to the pharmacy and I say, I need DayQuil. And they're like, it's on the rack. And I go, no. I need actual DayQuil. And they're like, oh, sign these forms in triplicate that say you're not going to make meth. Give me your driver's license. Give me a credit card. It's a fucking hassle.
Yeah.
But the stuff that you can buy easily now doesn't work.
Wait, what are you talking about? Like,
they took all the...
they took NyQuil, Sudafed, Actifed.
They took all the ephedrine out of all the drugs. And because
what is behind the counter now? Or?
Yeah.
You buy it off the counter, it
does
not...
But you don't need a prescription.
But you have to give them your ID and your address. Right. You can only buy it...
Because you can take ephedrine and
turn it into meth.
Yeah, you can turn it into meth.
It's the main ingredient of crystal meth.
It's easy to do, so... That's why when you go to some places, you'll just see the little...
This episode of Hydro Soup brought to you by crystal meth.
Right.
Really easy. Look it up online, kids.
It'll just have a little card, and you have to take the card up to the counter.
Oh, if you do buy what's in the box, it does not work. It features an alternate drug that universally everyone knows does not function. Doesn't help at all. Yeah, it's pretty bad. Phenylephrine is the other drug, and it doesn't work. And pseudoephedrine does.
Huh.
So,
how'd you remember that?
Yeah, and you can only buy it like so many capsules or whatever, like a week or a month. Then they keep track of it. It's fucking crazy. So like if you walked up with 40 of the cards and said, hey, I need all of your ephedrine or whatever. I need all of it, please.
They call the cops on you?
Yeah.
It's just not legal. It's fucking crazy.
I don't really have an answer for that.
No, let's move on.
Just, you know.
Matt says, Matt P3137 says, one of my favorite shows is Ace of Cakes on the Food Network. In the spirit of that show, if you could make a cake... I'm going to read the second part of his question. What is the dish that you can make well, like that you do some sort of food awesomeness with?
I make kick-ass rice.
What?
I do.
rice is neither good or bad. It's rice.
If you make Mexican rice the way I make Mexican rice, I would be impressed.
That's actually true.
With, like, meat in it?
No, it's just,
yeah,
like
tomato-y.
Tomato-y with, you know, onions and green, you know, onions.
It sounds like a stew.
You know what? Can you eat, like,
we're gonna have a rice off, and I'll put your rice up against my rice. And
my rice
see
comes out of a box with a black dude on it.
Well, oh.
Hurry.
Well, it does.
There you go.
There you go.
Take a Uncle Ben, you pour him in a pot, you add water, and you get rice.
I can make that in, like, barbecue, like, quite well.
You cannot make barbecue because you do not have a smoker.
When I used to, I could.
I have learned from Alton Brown that if it is not made in a smoker, if it's not cooked with slow smoke heat, it is not barbecue.
Okay, if
you
grew
up... Alton Brown, you do everything that he says. He, like, makes his own beef jerky, and he tells you how to do it, like, in the span of, like, 18 hours. So you can't listen to him for everything.
He made barbecue in a junkyard. He made a smoker out of junk. And then made barbecue.
He's mostly right, but like this,
I have.
This
but by definition, you cannot call it barbecue if it's not smoked. If it's made in an oven or on a grill, it's not barbecue.
It's not done in a grill. I've made, like, I have a pit, which is at a friend's house, which I need to move.
Shit's just all over the city.
It is. I have four
cats. I don't know where they are.
One Thanksgiving, I put a turkey in the way I did it was. You put it in the grill, but in the corner, and then you put a mesquite chips on one end.
On the other side, yeah.
Right, sort of, and you smoke
fake
it.
Fake smoker.
Well, it's the only way I could do it, because I don't have a smoker.
Passive heat.
And it was, and it cooked 16 hours.
Yeah.
And it was the most glorious thing I've ever done.
If you can invest that time, that's how, like, if
and
I go...
Kirby ate it.
No, but it's like a hangout, because, like, you do it in the evening...
And you drink
and
beer
everybody
all day.
Stay. No. You start late, like about 6-ish. You have friends over. You watch TV. You maintain it, and so that it goes.
You eat the next day.
Yeah, you eat it for lunch next day.
Oh, yeah. Your friends are all still there.
They either crash at your place or they go home and come back.
I don't have that many friends.
And then that way, like, you can drink beer, hang out, just do whatever, because it's going to take a long ass time. It's really more like an event.
The reason is. Because barbecue is so fast, just fantastic. It's maybe the best food you can eat. And because I could never make it on my own because of the time and the equipment involved. If I ever go somewhere, like an outdoor festival, or we went to some little thing here at the park where they had like a, you know, celebration of whatever for nothing for the city. But if there is a pit out there and there is an old grizzled dude selling barbecue, I will buy it. Because
absolutely,
he has a giant 18-foot long pit. He's been cooking for 3 days. Whatever comes out of that hunk of metal is going to be fucking amazing.
I have to get you a picture of the one. My dad loves making grills. I'll have to send you a picture of what my dad has. It's a fucking boat. I've actually offered to
it's a boat.
I've offered to him if he would let me sand it down, prime it, and paint it as the Titanic. It's that big. Like, I told him, I was like, I'll paint the bottom black with a red stripe, and then I'll do the portholes and everything. It's fucking huge. I mean, it's as long as this room, and I kid you not.
Really?
Like, from there to there.
Huh.
Wow.
And
yeah, they are.
He has to truck it. Yeah, yeah. I mean,
like 10 feet long if it's huge.
Yeah. And it's multi-steered, like...
Tiered,
you know...
Just like the Titanic.
Yeah, and he put a motor in it so that it would rotate for the rotisserie in the top. Yeah.
The immigrants stay at the bottom.
And have little dance parties.
It's how the Titanic was. No, I don't think they were alone, actually. That's exactly right.
I thought you were going to do a little step dance on the table.
Little
jig. What the fuck?
Little Irish jig.
Irish jig.
I don't cook. I don't know how. So, can't help.
The end.
Can't
answer. You and Josh would have had the same.
Peanut butter.
Josh would have been like, I tried to make toast. And
my house burned down.
And I burnt it. I live in a box now. Gotta go.
No, Josh would say, it's like, what's your cooking specialty? Okay, first off, I buy only the finest Peter Pan peanut butter. And then I open the jar. Now, here's the secret. You gotta take off that seal under the jar. And then I eat it with my
people
hands.
People are writing this down like, oh.
Then I stick my hand in and I get out as much as I can.
You don't want to wash your hand throughout the day because That absorbs like
no. It's like you don't clean the flavor. Grill. Yeah, you don't clean the grill. Right. You want the flavors from past meals.
Right.
And then you add Doritos and you're done. Denise, do you cook?
Yeah, I do actually.
That chicken you made was good.
Thanks. I also made like a really kick-ass apple pie 1 year.
Speaking of, why aren't you cooking right now? Kind of getting hungry.
Yeah, cooking for you.
Just saying.
Anyway. No, I like good food.
Oh. Last question, and then we're done. Is from Bri Bri, short and sweet. What's your favorite movie so far this year?
Hands down, Dark Knight.
Dark Knight, yeah, no question.
Yeah.
Though
the,
Iron
the
Man
tougher question
is
to be
like
the runner up,
a step below that, like a half millimeter below Dark Knight.
I watched that right before I went to Chicago, because I picked it up.
Mm-hmm. Blu-ray,
yeah.
Mm.
Fucking such a good movie,
dude. Here's how I failed. I Netflixed it. And they sent me the bonus disc first. So I have the bonus material sitting in there and I don't have the movie.
Nice.
Wow.
It sucks. Yeah, that was by far just fantastic. And honestly, have there even been 5 good movies this year?
I
mean, it's a pretty short list.
Trying to think of some sleepers.
There's been a few good ones. Like that Coen Brothers
movie. The Coen Brothers
movie
was
good.
Which one?
The one with Brad Pitt in it.
We almost saw that, but then we went and saw Religious instead, which I... Highly recommend.
Post game. Save it.
Talk about Religious for the post show?
Sure. Because, okay. Yeah.
Because it's more controversial. Anyway. Go see Religious.
What else? There's been a few. That
Burn After Reading
Burn
is
after
what
reading.
You're talking
Burn
about.
Burn After Reading.
Oh, shit. I know there's been
any
a few
comedies?
Good ones.
I was going to go see Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist, but then I read the reviews and they were like, meh.
Oh, really?
DVD quality. Don't go see it in the theaters.
It's
not
bad,
but it's not good.
This year's been kind of...
been a little slow.
Well, it's just been a blur for me. I'm just getting my life back. But
The Hulk was out.
The Hulk was...
not even in the top 5.
No, probably not.
It was all right.
No. I don't regret seeing it, but I could have not seen it. I didn't care very much about it one way or another.
Yeah, I don't know. Those are the only two that really stick out.
Really the only ones that matter.
Sure.
So far.
True.
And the year's almost over. So... Oh, you guys saw Tropic Thunder.
Oh yeah,
and
good.
Pineapple
that
Express.
Good.
Those would be up
good.
In there, right?
Yeah, those were good.
Those
reminded
good.
By Nardak. So this is the end. Hajin Su Podcast 32. Thanks for hanging out. Thanks for anyone that's donated or bought anything from the Hajin Su store at hajinsu.store.com. Thank you so much. Next week, maybe we'll have a full cast and crew again.
Yeah,
but honestly. I don't fucking care. You know why? Because
wow.
I don't care. Because he's not going to hear this. He didn't listen to this.
He should. We made such a good mockery of him with the magazine.
See, he gets that when he's here anyway, so what's the difference?
That's true.
So on behalf of Josh, who just had better things to have sex with than talk to you people. I don't know. I remind you to visit our sponsors at Lucky Strike Cigarettes. And the Steamworks in Chicago. Quick Tricks at the Steamworks. $7, 4-hour locker rental. Special if you mention Hijinks and Sue, it's $6 for a 4-hour locker rental. So that's all. Are we done? Nothing else?
We're done.
Fading into oblivion.
Bye, guys.
Thanks for hanging out. Thanks for
tuning
in.
Woo!
If you're donating to the vault.hijinsu.com, stick around for the post show, by which I mean go there and download it because you've paid for it. I love